27. Jesus, precious Lord, precious
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Also sing number 9 in our hymn books. Number 9. Stand as we sing. I chose this song. I always like that phrase, tune my heart to sing thy grace. It seems sometimes we need to tune up. No amen, huh? It's all right. Amen. Amen. We come and maybe our hearts aren't in tune with what God would like to do, and we find it a little difficult to sing his praise. Well, get in tune with God. He's here. Tune up those instruments. Tune up your voices, open your mouth, and from your heart praise the Lord. He is worthy all praise. Hallelujah. Streams of mercy never ceasing. Call for songs of loudest praise. You know, and he goes on in the hymn, right? I think he's talking about this heavenly choir. I think every time we enter in with our hearts and we praise the Lord, we're joining in what's taking place in heaven right now. We might not see it that way. But there's a great choir that's singing right now in heaven, worshiping the Lamb. And we can be part of that. We join that everlasting song, and we crown him Lord of Lords. We praise him with our hearts and our voices. And so if God could just open our eyes and give us that sight. Oh, we want to join in this morning with that heavenly choir. We want to sing your praise, Lord, from our hearts, because you are worthy all praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I worship you, dear Lord. You alone are worthy all praise. Someone pray with us, please.
We thank thee, Father, that we can draw nigh unto you and that you have so lovingly chosen to draw nigh unto us. Thank you. We pray that you will come to us in a greater way, O Lord, so that our hearts would be in tune to you, that we would, O God, let you take your rightful place in each of our hearts, O God. Work to will and to do of your own good pleasure this morning. And prepare us for all that lies ahead, we pray.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for your abundance of grace.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Of your gift of righteousness that enables us to reign in life. Take thy great power and reign this morning, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Be glorified.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
We have the last verse of number 9.
Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Grow to wander, Lord, I feel it, grow to
seated. Again, I'd just like to say it's good to be in the house of the Lord with you. It's good to be at Pilgrim Camp with you. And we've come to meet our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. and he's here, and that's the wonderful thing. Lord, you're present. We want to see you. We want to worship you.
Thank you,
we want to lift up your name.
God.
I just thought it would be right if we prayed for our churches back home. I'm sure in this room there's many churches that are represented, and maybe they're gathered even now in worship, and we want to just pray that God will pour out his Spirit in every place. Oh God, won't you come and work among us? The churches that we represent, dear God, pour out your Spirit today. Oh Jesus, we need your touch, Lord. We see our great need of you, and I pray that you would come and anoint those that will bring forth your word. I pray for all the Sunday school teachers today. Oh God, lay your hand upon them. Put your word in their mouths, Lord. And I pray for everyone that hears your word today, that there would be hearts that were open to you and ready to obey. Oh God, we thank you that we can come to you. And we can ask you to work. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, be glorified. Be glorified today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Maybe someone else would pray for our churches.
Oh, gosh. Dear Lord, many need help today and healing.
Yes, Lord.
Many need answers to prayer and are seeking you diligently. We want to join with them this morning.
Jesus.
That you will touch lives.
Yes,
that
Lord.
You would come and lay your healing hand upon Sister Edith and
yes,
others
yes,
in our
Lord.
Churches
yes,
that are
Lord.
Looking to
Lord.
You to do something for their bodies that no one else can, Lord. We pray that you will come. And for those who are struggling, oh God, we pray you will bring victory, that you will baptize in the Holy Ghost
yes,
and give us strength.
Yes,
not that we look great, but that we can live for you
yes.
by the strength of God. And we pray your word will be real and alive as it goes
yes,
forth today. Touch every heart, Lord. Make us to know you better and to hear what you're having to say to us today. Come to hearts that are in need, oh God. And we pray that you will help those that are mourning.
Amen.
Yes,
that you
Lord.
Will bring the
yes,
oil
Lord.
Of joy
Amen.
For those that mourn
oh,
in Zion,
God.
Oh
God.
Come.
God.
There's so many people in our churches that we wish could find you in a greater way. And for those
yes.
that are lost, Lord, we pray you will stretch forth your hand.
Yes.
Open the eyes of their understanding.
Yes.
Help them to see God
yes,
and their
Lord.
Need for you, we pray.
Yes.
We love you today and thank you for everything and all that you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord.
God is moving by his Spirit, moving o'er all the earth. Signs and wonders where he moveth, move, O Lord, in me.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, come, show us your power. Show yourself strong and on
Lord can change us too. I was reminded when Sister Marie spoke to us of a fellow that was here just a couple of weeks ago. Some of you may know Angelo Mena, and he was quite a rascal in his younger days, as were his brothers. I remember his mom used to come here year after year and pray for those boys. I don't know if she lived to see them come to the Lord, but Angelo gives the testimony of being here at camp, and as I said, he led quite a wicked life and had a mouth on him that swore constantly. And he tells the story of being in the men's room. That was the old men's room, located where it is now, but it certainly wasn't updated. And although I don't understand plumbing, in those days, nowadays, they have something that the water doesn't go hot and cold and someone flushes or whatever. But in those days, they didn't have that. And he was taking a shower, and someone put on the, did something, and all of a sudden the water in his shower was extremely hot. And he suddenly realized that he didn't curse. He got upset, of course, but to him that was proof that the Lord had changed him. He had been praying for that all along, and suddenly he found himself not cursing. And I often think of that when I think of how God is able to change us. Remember in high school or middle school, we did the experiments in science with the Bunsen burner. We waited for the color to change in that test tube or whatever. And God wants to make changes in us all, no matter how old we are, how young we are, no matter how long on the way we've been. There are changes in our hearts and lives that the Lord wants to make. And he does that through his word. He does that through the preaching. He does that by many different means. In a meeting, just a phrase from a song can cause our faith to rise. But he's able to do abundantly more than we can ask or think. But we have to come to him, and he will certainly do what we bid and what we ask for his name's sake. He wants us to glorify him in our lives, in our manners, in everything, and he certainly will do it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Let's sing together, "Since Jesus Came Into My Heart," number 448. We'll stand as we sing, and as I had mentioned last night, this morning we receive an offering, the only offering that we receive during the week here at the camp, and it's for our children's fund. So we'll take our offering at this time. We'll stand as we sing 448.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Stop.
Under 20. Anyone here like that? All right. I want you to sing the chorus. Ready? Here we go. Ready? Since let's try this. Everyone over 20 now. Here we go. Yeah, under 90 though. You listen, Sister Marina. Dad, you have to listen.
We have to listen.
Yeah, because you're over 90. This is from 20 to 90. Okay. Here we go. Chorus now.
Since Jesus came into my heart. Well, in that city I know, since Jesus came into my heart, and I'm happy, so happy as onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Hallelujah. You may be seated.
Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I trust that's our testimony, every one of us. What a wonderful change God makes in our lives when He comes in. Praise God. We're happy to have our brother John Munsinger with us this morning. He's this gentleman to my right. Doesn't really need an introduction, but I'm going to introduce him anyway. Brother John has been a real blessing to the camp over the years. And many of the projects that are done, improvements to the buildings and the property, he works with Brother Tom over the off-season and gets those things done. So the fact that you have bathrooms in your cabin, thank Brother John. The fact that you have air conditioners, thank Brother John. And I don't want to, should I stop now?
Yeah.
The fact that your roof doesn't leak, thank Brother John and, of course, Brother Tom. But we're just so happy, Brother John, for your labor here at the camp. So please come.
Thank you.
Share with us. He didn't ask me to say that, by the way.